Christine, why are you packing all these old clothes? What is your mother going to think when she sees her grandkids running around in worn-out clothes that don't fit?
Well, if we're lucky, she'll think I married a loser, and then she'll buy the kids new clothes.
Christine, she hates me as it is. I can provide for my family. I have a job now.
Well, we can tell her that, or you could shut up, and then maybe I can get my mother to buy us a new TV.
Maybe I should go put on a shirt that makes me look like a loser.
No, you're good.
Who's ready to fly?
Have you been drinking?
A little. You know, I don't like airplanes, so to take the edge off, I had a little mimosa. Mimosa. Mimosa to see my mama.
Gonna miss you guys.
You know, absence makes the heart grow horny.
Okay.
Okay, let's get some food in your stomach, huh, sweetie?
I cannot believe you weaseled out of this trip.
What are you talking about? I have a very important business dinner followed by 2 days of doing whatever I want while you're stuck with the mother-in-law.
I can't believe I gotta go there, man. Jenny keeps it like 100 degrees in that house.
I know. The last time we were there, I saw a banana rot in a half an hour.
I got it.
The worst part of it is she hates me no matter what I do. She hates me.
Well, she likes me, and it's no better. She gives me that big kiss, and then she licks her thumb and tries to get her lipstick off my face, and I wipe it off and start eating something with my fingers. I mean, I might as well have made out with her.
Well, I hope you feel better. You sound awful. It's your boss. He's canceling your dinner. You can go on our trip.
What? Hello? Yeah, she just said that. Well, have you talked to your doctor? Because there's all kinds of new medicines. Okay, all right, bye.
This is so great. I can't believe you get to come with us.
Oh, yeah, how lucky are you? I mean, if he had called just 10 minutes from now, we would all have been gone. Wow, that was close.
Hurry up, go pack.
But wait a minute. I can't just buy an airline ticket at the last minute like this. I mean, they're going to charge a fortune. It's going to cost thousands of dollars.
I guess you're right. I better go grab the rest of those bags.
He's going. He's not going.
This is your final call for Flight 77 to Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
No tickets for the kids?
Oh, they're under two. They're going to sit on our laps.
He's two.
Yeah, he has a disease that makes him big.
Just get on the plane.
Have a good trip and call me as soon as you get there. You know how I worry. You put that under the arm. You gonna be okay if I balance this on your head like that?
There you go.
I can't carry all this stuff.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could you help my wife get on the plane?
No, I'm sorry. I can't leave the gate, but you can help her on.
So much for the friendly skies. Thanks a lot. This bag won't fit under the seat.
Put it in the overhead.
Stinks. I think that man smells.
Dominic. Oh, sir, I am so sorry. I mean, you know how kids can say that. Ew.
Okay.
Where'd you put the bag?
Way in the back. Have a good trip.
I can't get the seatbelt to latch.
Oh, let me try.
Flight attendants, please prepare for departure.
Oh, my God, we're moving. Kim, we're moving. Oh, stop, I have to get off the plane. Stewardess, hello?
Sit down.
Kim, no, I have to get off the plane.
No, you don't. You can come with us now for free.
But, Kim, I don't have a ticket.
Greg, it's not a train. They're not going to come around and punch your tickets.
He's going. He's going.
He's hungry.
I just fed him a half an hour ago.
Hey, how'd you get him to sleep?
Benadryl.
You drugged your kid?
No. They have allergies.
To what?
Stuff.
I've never seen him allergic to anything.
What are you, a cop? Yes, I drugged them, okay? Now leave me alone. I'm listening to Spotlight on Toby Keith.
Honey, do that bird thing. That always calms him down.
Kim, I'm not doing the bird thing in here.
Come on, it always works.
Fine. Hey, Sammy, it's the crazy bird. Oh! Hey, Sammy, it's the crazy bird.
Excuse me, sir.
I know. I'm just trying to get him to stop crying.
Actually, we prefer the crying.
Honey, I think I know why he's crying.
Can we
change him?
Can't we just wait till we land?
No.
Come on.
How do you like me now?
Off. Yeah. Oh. Throw away this old rag here. Oh, God. I know.
Hey, where's Sammy's pants?
I don't know. Dallas? I can't believe this. I'm not even supposed to be on this stupid plane.
You know, if I were you, I'd lighten up a little.
What? Why?
Well, you're stuck going. You might as well get credit for it.
What do you mean credit?
Look, man, the more stuff we do to make our wives happy, the more we get back later. Think of it as earning frequent father miles that you can cash in later for more perks, you know? Like more golf, more sex, less yakety yak yak yak.
Well, I guess I should get something for doing this.
Greg, I hate to ask you to do this, but I forgot to give you Sammy's rash cream.
No problem, honey. Sammy and I had fun in there anyway.
Thanks, honey. And just think, 3 more hours, we'll be there.
I can't wait. Are you telling me I have to have this phony smile on my face for the whole trip?
No, not the whole trip. Your whole life.
Ma, we're home! Hello?
Oh, look, she's into angels now. And not a decade too soon.
Dominic, you're growing out of all your old clothes.
At school, they call me Patches.
Well, it's not your fault, honey. You're not the one who's supposed to have a job. Hello, James.
Hi.
Oh, wouldn't want to wrinkle that nice shirt.
It's okay, Jimmy. I got it.
Great. Greg, you still playing golf?
Well, not as much as I'd like to.
Well, I was saving these till you came at Christmas, but I ordered these special personalized golf tees just for you.
There sure are a lot of them. But, Jenny, they don't have my name on it. They all say Jenny Lutke.
What? Oh, I must have filled out the form wrong. Oh, well, now every time you play golf, you can think about me.
Oh, well, thank you. That was very thoughtful of you.
Oh, Dominic, no, sweetheart, don't touch. Everything's right where Grandma wants it.
Ooh, it's a little warm in here, isn't it?
Nonsense. You're just overheated because Jimmy was too lazy to help you in with the luggage.
Don, you old dog, I am so glad to see you.
Well, this is a surprise. I didn't think we'd be seeing you two together.
Well, just because your mom and I aren't married anymore doesn't mean we can't be civil to each other.
Don, could you at least put a coaster down?
Shut up. Greg, you still think you're better than everybody?
What? No.
Now, what did happen, Greg? I thought you were staying home.
Well, I accidentally got stuck on the plane, and rather than get off, I thought this was a great chance for me to come see my in-laws.
Oh! Well, aren't you just the sweetest thing?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
What?
Breakfast, 10 minutes.
Come on, let's go.
Kim, it is 5:30 in the morning.
I know, it's a little crazy, but Dad likes to have an early breakfast.
Well, why don't you wake me up around 8:45 when he's getting ready for lunch?
Come on, sleepyhead.
No.
They're waiting for us.
No.
Come on. Let's go.
No.
Come on.
No, 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 and I said no. I'm sick and tired of acting like I'm having fun. I didn't even want to be on this trip. I mean, I'm sweating like a heroin addict, and your mother won't stop licking me. Every time I turn around, I knock over another little ceramic person. For God's sakes, I feel like Gulliver.
Well, it didn't seem like you were having such a miserable time when you were teaching my mom how to email.
Well, Kim, I was just being nice. I mean, teaching your mom how to email is like teaching a monkey how to email. I'm sorry, I just don't want to be here. I was just trying to act like I was having fun so you'd be happy.
Well, why the hell did you stop?
Because it is 5:30 in the morning.
You know what? If you don't think spending time with my family is important, then you go back to sleep. Just as long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
Oh, boy.
Oh, those pancakes look good.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Could you just wait until Christine finds the placemats with everyone's names on them?
Jimmy, would your pancakes taste any better if you were looking at your name while you ate them?
Don't embarrass Jimmy by asking him questions about manners. We're lucky he has a shirt on.
I think I'm going to go get some juice.
Mom, I don't think they're in here. Oh, look. You try the closet upstairs.
Mmm. These pancakes are delicious. But what is my name?
I swear to you, that mother of yours is going to drive me crazy one day. Mmm. Such a sweet behind come out of such an evil woman.
Morning, Jimmy.
I guess your ass could use a placemat.
Morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
You missed the action.
Stop. Oh, I just thought where the placemats are. They're up in the attic. Don, would you please?
I'm not gonna go to the attic for placemats. It's stupid.
Well, as long as you think so, that's all that's important, because who cares what anybody else thinks? I was just trying to do something special, but it's all about you, isn't it?
You have made me feel so guilty that now I am compelled to go up to the attic to retrieve the placemats. But no, wait. I have no wedding ring on. And so I am free. I am free of your load of manipulative crap.
You are insane.
I'm insane? For 25 years, you made me do things I didn't want to do, and I took it with a smile until I realized, after the frustration built up and built up, that I would rather have half of my stuff than all of you. And now, where's the powdered sugar?
It's in the attic, next to the placemats.
Don't worry, sweetheart. They're not all like that.
Good morning. I'm here. Are you happy?
Hey, Mr. Howell, how's Lovey?
Shut up. I had to borrow some of Don's old clothes. It was either this or a velour jogging suit.
Oh, I used to love to jog. I'd go out 10, 12 miles until she'd come after me in the car and make me come back home.
I wasn't trying to pick you up. I was trying to run you over.
Hey, where's everybody going?
Oh, we're going to spend the day out at Uncle Howard's farm.
Oh, no. Uncle Howard's farm? The Las Vegas of animal crap. Kev, you didn't say anything about going to Uncle Howard's farm.
That's because you don't have to go.
What?
Look, I know you don't want to go, and I've made you do enough already. You know, there's a game on, the house will be empty. You deserve some time to yourself.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, I left the air conditioning on. It should cool off by noon.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Huh. I can't believe it. I know. Being honest worked.
Come on, Jimmy, let's go.
Yeah, listen, Christine, I just want to be honest with you. I really don't want to go to Uncle Howard's farm. Greg doesn't have to go. Well, you want me to go even though you know I don't want to go? Oh, man, okay, fine.
Funny thing is, I don't care whether he goes or not. It's just sport to me now.
Oh, Nellie, welcome back to the Women's Duck and Bowling Regional Championships. And yes, sirree, Bob, Carol Blankenship needs to pick up this spare to take the lead.
Oh, Carol. It's going to be a long ride back to the trailer tonight.
Hey,
did you have a good time?
Oh, it was amazing.
My God, it's freezing in here.
Come on, Dominic, let's go get cleaned up before we eat those hamburgers.
Are hamburgers made from cows, like the ones made friends with today?
Yeah, honey, I'm afraid they are.
Cool.
First one to get all the dirt off their hands gets whatever they want from Grandma.
How about my house back?
So you guys had a good time, huh?
Oh. You should have seen your son. He milked a cow.
You're kidding.
No. Dominic and Logan were scared to death, but Sammy just went right up and started milking.
I can't believe I missed it.
You didn't miss anything. I got a roll of the tape.
I can't believe he actually milked a cow.
I know. It was adorable. He just grabbed a hold of that thing and wouldn't let go. You don't think I stopped breastfeeding too early, do you?
Okay, here it is.
He's milking that cow! Dad, turn on the camera!
Okay, hold on. I gotta find the stupid record button. Oh, here it is. That was amazing! Wait until your daddy sees that, Sammy. I gotta take a whiz.
What happened?
Dad, I think you thought the camera was on when it was off.
You foreign piece of crap.
He didn't get one shot of Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I should have gone.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, not to you. You got to see it. But, you know, I wish you'd have made me go.
Made you go? You're kidding, right? You yelled at me this morning because I tried to get you up for breakfast.
Well, yeah, but then I came down, and thank God I did, because your father scares the crap out of me. I mean, the man makes a lovely pancake.
Well, I'm not making you do things anymore.
Why not?
Because 25 years from now, you're going to wind up resenting me for it.
No, I won't. I promise. Make me do stuff. That's our system.
That's insane.
Well, yeah, but it works. I mean, you drag me kicking and screaming to do all these things, and I end up having fun.
Really?
Yeah, like flying that kite or the Rose Parade. I wouldn't have done any of that stuff unless you'd have made me do it.
Like the crafts fair last weekend?
No, I truly hated the crafts fair. But everything else, make me do it.
And you won't resent me for it?
No. No, Kim, you married a lazy man. I need to be pushed, so start pushing.
So you want to go back to Uncle Howard's farm and see if Samuel will milk that cow?
Oh, I don't know. How far away is it?
Shut up and get dressed.
Ah, there we go.
Where's Sammy?